On the march, the Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Well, here we are live, the 16th day already of March 2014. I am your host, Alex Jones. We'll be here for the next 2 hours, as we are every Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central. Obviously, the Malaysian story is one of the biggest stories in the world right now, but I think it's a diversion, quite frankly, from the Russia situation. There's no thinking about it. The Russia situation is accelerating towards massive crises. We'll be breaking that down as our top story today. But the Malaysian government and their head military official is saying it's conclusive someone hijacked the aircraft, and now they are shifting attention to the pilot who was seen wearing anti-government T-shirts in the past, anti-Malaysian government T-shirts, saying democracy is dead. And that he reportedly, after the transponders were turned off on the plane, made a radio comment and was the last person heard before the plane disappeared under the radar. And they're reporting that his family moved out and disappeared the day before the disappearance. And that's red linked up on DrudgeReport.com. Deliberate action, focus shifts to passengers, crew, as new clues emerge. Quote, conclusive, someone hijacked jet, may have sent signals on ground. Pilot, wife, and children moved out day before disappearance. Can a plane really vanish? Well, you have the pilots hijacking it and more. So that's what's going on that front, and we'll talk about it some today. But quite frankly, it is not important compared to what's happening domestically to our liberties and the situation with Russia, that the new polls show Vladimir Putin is nearing 85% approval ratings. He was at 60-something just a few months ago because of the Crimea-Ukraine situation. The globalists are just handing him an absolute bonanza right now. But they're handing themselves a political bonanza for the EU and Obama and the globalists out of the big war that is brewing over there. U.S. Navy destroyer to continue more Black Sea drills off the coast of Crimea. Russia says they electronically shot down a drone, a U.S. Predator drone, and they've got the tail number. Crimeans are choosing to join Russia in vote. Exit polls show, with the polls now closing over there, looks like it's 90 to 10% to join Russia. Used to be part of Russia, that's why. And, of course, there's a story out of RT where RT points out five referendums the West has not taken issue with, and we're going to be looking at some of those referendums. And I'm not defending what Russia's doing here. Putin is ruling more and more with an iron fist. Certainly, Russia has exploited Ukraine over the last 200 years. But ladies and gentlemen, NATO is far more sophisticated, far more evil, and wants to suck that country dry in ways Russia never has financially. And NATO, George Soros, and the EU absolutely started this whole thing a few months ago when they voted to not join the EU. And are forcing this situation and poking the Russians. And so you have to say it's wrong. And that's why Ron Paul, who's an informed person and reads, no exaggeration, hundreds of news articles a day. Ron Paul's on next week. And every time I throw some wild card breaking story at him, he knows about it. Or some obscure bill or some factoid or history piece. He knows it. Ron Paul's uber smart, uber well-read, uber bookworm, hyper-intelligent for 77 years old. I mean, he's the real deal. The kind of doctor who half the time, going into a Ron Paul Love Fest, would do half of his medical care free at the charity hospital. We're talking saint-like creature. And he says the West is in the wrong, Russia's in the right, in the great balance. He said Putin's no angel, but the West is starting us, and it's very bad. That's because he knows the facts. I mean, you know the facts, you know this is wrong. Real simple. And it lets Putin become a dictator as well. We'll be right back.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
I hereby declare this to be an unlawful assembly. I order all those assembled to immediately disperse.
It's a military mission in North St. Louis. Heavily armored vehicles are rolling into town.
And don't be alarmed if you see those over the next 7 days rolling through your neighborhood.
If you see military helicopters flying low over Minneapolis, do not be alarmed.
The guns will be taken.
No one will be able to be armed. We will take all weapons.
Mr. and Mrs. America, turn them all in.
Just really brainwash people into thinking about guns in a vastly different way.
Enough. 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 Enough.
The Department of Homeland Security is apparently on a huge ammo buying spree.
It comes out to like 1.6 billion rounds of ammunition.
NSKSLA News 12 Jeff Farrell discovered that clergy would help the government with potentially their biggest problem. Us.
So part of it is we have to break through our kind of private idea that kids belong to their parents or kids belong to their families and recognize that kids belong to whole communities.
If you got a business, that you didn't build that. Somebody else made that happen.
Mercury-containing vaccines may help not harm kids, according to two new studies in the journal Pediatrics.
Black Hawk choppers soaring through the night sky, but this is only a drill.
Heavily armed officers in Watertown search for the suspect, house to house.
It's a joint military training exercise involving local police, also military.
In your apartment!
I am in my apartment, sir.
Go back inside right now!
I am inside.
I have two words for you. Predator drones. You will never see it coming.
The dramatic scene played out in front of our cameras. Parents grabbing their children and running after spending the night hunkering in their houses and then finding themselves face to face with the muzzle of a SWAT officer's rifle.
They let them in the area. They told them they could come in, and now they're coming in like they're trespassers, punching and shoving people.
We're not turning our guns in, and we're not running, and we're not backing down. If you want them, come and take them.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
The potential for the disastrous rise of misplaced power exists and will persist.
This is the heart of 1776.
We are, ladies and gentlemen, broadcasting worldwide on this Sunday edition, the 16th day of March 2014. We're going to be here for the next 2 hours. And you just heard that intro there, just a few examples of how our country is being converted into an authoritarian state so that special interest can basically subdivide our economy, shut down the free market, and bring in a form of crony capitalism that suppresses any form of true independence or free markets. We're going to talk about the missing Malaysian airliner, and they're now saying they think it may be the pilots, and there's evidence to that effect where the family moved out the day before and disappeared, and they're saying he was an anti-government person who didn't like the Malaysian government. The government's now saying they believe it's a deliberate action, focus ships to passengers, crew, as new clues emerge. The head of the Malaysian military is saying that it's conclusive. Someone hijacked the jet, may have sent signal on the ground. Pilot's wife and children moved out day before disappearance. And that's what I said day one. Looks like a hijacking, but with governments involved, you never know who really hijacked it, but that mystery continues to deepen. Now, here is the real top stories coming up today that, for me, I think are most important and really matter. And that is the situation in the Ukraine that we're going to be breaking down in detail first. And then even bigger news when it comes to free speech and the architecture of the global system, U.S. to relinquish remaining control over the internet to the United Nations and private interest. And this is out of the Washington Post and is an extremely, extremely revealing story. So we're going to be breaking all of that down coming up after we get into the situation in Russia. And this is another headline of the Daily Caller. Ex-Bush administration official. Internet giveaway weakens cybersecurity, opens doors to web attack. That's just some of the news on that front we're going to be covering. No, it opens the door to web taxes. Yes, that's true. But more importantly, to international control of free speech and censorship of it, which the UN heartily supports. We're going to get to that coming up in the next segment. First off, U.S. Navy destroyer to conduct more Black Sea drills, commander says. That's out of AFP. Here's another one out of AFP. Russia says it intercepted U.S. drone over Crimea, shot it down with electronic means, bringing down the Predator drone. They have the tail number. They say they brought it down from 12,000 feet. And again, they give out the tail number of the UAV MQ-5B of the 66th American Reconnaissance Brigade based in Bavaria. So things are certainly escalating very, very quickly. Here's another one. Bloomberg reports Crimea chooses to join Russia in vote. Exit polls show massive favor, 93% voting to leave the Ukraine government that 3 weeks ago overthrew the elected government. Crimea vote on union with Russian troops now pouring in, Reuters reports, into what is now part of Russia, been part of Russia many times in history. New York Times reports, as Putin's popularity soars, voices of opposition are being drowned out. This is making Putin more popular doing this. Dr. Paul Craig Roberts has an article up on Infowars.com with the headline, World War One All Over Again. And I agree with his historical parallels. We've had top political scientists and professors on months ago saying that's the parallels of what's happening with Russia. Russian jets and RAF face off, that's the Royal Air Force, off of NATO as NATO orders AWACS to Ukraine. John McCain has come out. We have video up on Infowars.com calling for military action against the Russians. Tomorrow, the Secretary of State, John Kerry, says they have a military and other options on the table if Russia doesn't pull out of Ukraine. You heard that right. This isn't Kerry threatening Syria if they don't stand up and let al-Qaeda take over. This is now John Kerry and Obama threatening military action tomorrow. That's a few hours from now. They're about 10 hours ahead of us over in Ukraine, depending on your time zone here in North America. And they're now saying that they have a deadline. And again, this is not the U.S. government. This is the globalists that have hijacked the U.S. that want a giant new war, a new political distraction from the derivatives and the bid rigging and the scams and the total takeover of society. Russia has now blocked access to major independent news sites and blogs across Russia. The Electronic Frontier Foundation is reporting. RT, Russian-run English-speaking media, has an article saying five referendums the West has not taken issue with. Yeah, they're saying this is an illegal referendum with the area bordering Russia there in Ukraine, the Crimea. But the truth is it's been part of Russia for hundreds of years. And again, if they want to vote 90-plus percent to join Russia, couldn't you say that that's their right to do it? Should we start a war? The West backed the Kosovo takeover and referendum, handing that over to the Albanian Muslims. They support a South Sudan breakaway. They support Scotland's referendum from the UK. They support Catalonia in Spain. They support other referendums to secede, but not for Crimea to do so. Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with the new Pro One filters today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139. The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formulation, fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalists by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com. My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere from all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents. Radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com. Alex Jones here with a message to fellow freedom lovers. The prognosis for the entire planetary economic system runs from bad to worse. The globalist model is to shut down societies and starve patriots out until they acquiesce to the global takeover. That's why we've assembled the most vital and important preparedness items at InfoWarsShop.com. These are items that I did research on, that I personally use. We've got the Life Straw, so you can turn fetid water into safe water anywhere you go. The K-Tor hand crank generator to charge up key equipment during power outages or out in the field. Strategic Relocation, 3rd edition by Joel Skousen. When Disaster Strikes by Matthew Stein. Therosafe, used by Homeland Security to protect yourself during any radiological event. Hand crank shortwave AM/FM radios. Everything that we've researched and found to be the best is available at InfoWarsShop.com, and your purchase makes our InfoWar possible. We're getting prepared. Are you? InfoWarsShop.com.
Coast to coast, direct from Austin. You're listening to the Alex Jones Broadcasting Network.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance, rallying patriots worldwide. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
I'm going to be breaking down the attack on internet freedom coming up in the next segment. It's massive. Here's the Washington Post headline. U.S. to relinquish remaining control over the internet. And the article goes on to say they don't know who's going to be given control of it. That's not actually true. It's very public who's going to be given control over it. And so we're going to be breaking that down and giving you the rest of the story. Then I'm going to open the phones up for the balance of the transmission to get your take on that issue, but more importantly, the Ukraine situation. Again, everybody thinks of it, Coke, Pepsi, Ford, Chevy, somebody's good, somebody's bad, pick a side. The Russians are not angels. Vladimir Putin is not an angel. He's an authoritarian. But Russia has been reforming in free market areas and is becoming more free economically, according to major university studies, than the United States in many respects. They're going the opposite direction compared to the United States when it comes to economic and other reforms. The United States is becoming authoritarian. Pull up university studies, find U.S. you know, less free in the press than other nations, U.S. less free in, I mean, so many examples as our index of freedom goes down. Economic freedom, mobility freedom. Freedom of the press, the United States is becoming less and less free. Going after the whistleblowers, the examples are legion. So when we say the Ukraine situation is a very nasty operation by NATO, by the EU, and by the globalists that run our country, it's not an endorsement of Vladimir Putin or the Russians. But Crimea is on their border. It's been part of Russia off and on for hundreds of years. They just had a referendum, exit polls, 93%, Bloomberg reports, are voting to join Russia. And why is that? Because they're scared. 3 weeks ago, NATO EU-backed groups overthrew the elected government there in Kiev, right in the middle of the country, and are now very anti-Russian and anti-Slav that make up about 60% of the country Slavic, one way or the other, and you know a good 20% or so are Russian. And they're mainly in the east, places like Ukraine, where it's 75% Russian. But even though it's 75% Russian, 93% have voted to join Russia because they think that's better than being under the EU, who they've seen suck dry all these different countries and sign them on to EU debts. I mean, joining the EU is like joining to be given brain cancer. So the issue is NATO and the West have started this fight. And they are trying to overthrow the entire region, not just Ukraine, and push their forces and missiles and weapon systems up to the Russian border via NATO. And this is actually forcing Russia into a new Cold War stance. And they have massed 200,000 Russian troops on the Russian border with Ukraine. They are pouring in, according to Reuters right now, with attack helicopters, tanks, armored vehicles, hundreds of thousands of troops, nuclear mobile missiles. You name it, as NATO pours ships, F-16s, and you name it, into the area. And I just read some of those headlines earlier as NATO brings in the RAF, the German aircraft, the British aircraft. I mean, this is a major, major, major buildup of troops on both sides. It's how World War I and World War II started very, very similarly. And most historians and academics are freaking out right now. Now, I know Justin Timberlake or Justin Bieber or Jay-Z or Cayenne Pepper West or whatever, 50 Cent, I know all that's real important right now for everybody. But or even how, you know, wonderful Obama is, and he's going to give us some free health care, even though it doubles and triples your prices. But for anybody out there who doesn't understand how serious this has got me more concerned than I've ever been in my life. Because it shows the recklessness of the globalist. It shows the craziness. And I look at John Corzine, who headed up Goldman Sachs, that basically is one of the most powerful investment banks in the world that sets most of the NATO policy and U.S. policy. Gives more money than any other group. They're supporting this. And John Corzine, the governor of New Jersey, former governor for Chris Christie, you know, just a few years ago, he did the MF Global thing where he took billions of dollars of people's private bank accounts and never got in trouble because he made 40-to-1 bets with their bank accounts, their brokerage gold accounts. And you go, what does that have to do with NATO and with Ukraine? It shows the craziness of the people running things. It shows that they've lost touch with reality. The Federal Reserve, the private Federal Reserve, has created over 1.5 quadrillion in fake derivative crap. And they've signed the entire Western world over to it. And now they're expanding a planetary corporate world government with carbon taxes. They fund anti-family initiatives. They fund Common Core, 2 plus 2 equals 5. They fund anti-gun initiatives. The World Bank is just the international arm of the Federal Reserve. It basically financed South by Southwest and had dozens of anti-gun events at it and anti-free speech events. Sponsored at it. I mean, these are flaming authoritarians who now have the U.S., the EU, NATO on a collision course with George Soros, of course, involved as usual, the former Nazi collaborator. George Soros helping finance the overthrow of Ukraine to then roll weapons up against the Russians. You've got the chairman of the Joint Chiefs on Friday, Dempsey, General Dempsey, saying they're prepared for military action under orders. They're ready to take on Russia. Kerry says on Friday, back out of Crimea or there will be military and or sanctions increased on Monday. That's your deadline. Soros says Ukraine needs to be taken over by the EU, period. That's CNN. I mean, this is the Ukraine being taken over by the EU, a la the Nazis, World War II, and then the Russians, a la Stalin, World War II, taking the other half of Ukraine. Which is basically what happened later, but Poland's the great example of this. Poland was divided by the Nazis, who were the EU this time. And then you've got the Russians coming into Poland taking the other half when the Russians and the Nazis were actually on the same side early on in World War I before Hitler double-crossed them with Operation Barbarossa. So this is all being repeated again. And the Russians, by the way, have not blinked. The Russians are putting hundreds of thousands of troops into Crimea right now and are not going to back off on the deadline. Just like in 2008 in South Ossetia and Abkhazia, both areas in northern Georgia that were Russian-held, the Georgians, backed by NATO, attacked Russian military bases, killing everyone at the bases. Basically, troop police bases with a few hundred troops on each base. They sent an overwhelming force with tanks and artillery and killed them in their barracks at point-blank range. So the Russians then poured in with hundreds of thousands of troops and mobile medium-range nuke launchers and said, we've targeted Europe, back off, their chairman of the Joint Chiefs said in a press conference, or we will fire weapons in the next hour. NATO backed off. This was on Russian TV, folks. We're preparing to nuke NATO bases in Europe if you don't back off. And NATO backed off. This is the type of stuff we're talking about. Why did NATO do that? Why are they probing Russia? Why are they starting this? Why are they doing this? And then people say, well, what are you for Putin? No, but the West overthrew the Ukrainian government and is trying to absorb Ukraine right now. And I get the Ukrainians got persecuted by the Russians before World War II. I know all about the Ukrainian starvation. I've been against it. I'm against communists. But this is not what's happening now. This could start World War III. We'll break down the rest of it straight ahead.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Coming to you live from deep in the heart of Texas. Wanted to say I love my great crew coming in here every Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central. We're back weekdays, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central with a weekday transmission. Find the free podcast, the free audio, video feeds, everything at Infowars.com in the listen section, as well as PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com/show. You can see our subscriber site with all my films, the nightly news, 7 o'clock weeknights, and more at PrisonPlanet.tv or InfowarsNews.com. Again, thank you so much for joining us. I want to give the phone number out now before I get into the internet takeover by the UN. So in the next segment, we can start opening the phones up. Now, quite frankly, most people worldwide don't study geopolitics, but Americans in international studies, you can look this up, have the lowest level of passports of any major country. Most countries, people have 60, 70% passports. Americans, it's 35% last time I checked, have a passport. Most Americans cannot even name their neighboring state's capital, or even their capital in many cases. Most high school graduates cannot name any of the founding fathers. You see those university studies every year where, you know, one-fifth of Americans think the Earth is the center of the universe, stuff like that. So I'm not putting down my fellow Americans. It's just we kind of live in a bubble, our own culture. And our culture has been dominant for a long time because the world saw it as superior. They admired the 1776 culture. Now, we've replaced that culture with a Hollywood culture, which the world now sees as toxic, because it is. But every few weeks, I like to open the phones up for veterans or active-duty military, because the mainstream media likes to say the military is full of idiots. They like to say military intelligence is an oxymoron. They like to say that the military are fools and things like that. And undoubtedly, recruiters do go out sometimes to get infantry troops from farms and places and foster homes where folks might not have the highest IQs or had the best opportunities. But I will tell you that, hands down, unequivocally, no ifs, ands, or buts, the number one group that's the most informed geopolitically, the most informed about the way things work, the most savvy about liberty, and the people that'll come that if you're there at 3 a.m., if you need your tire changed and you can't and don't have a spare, or if you need somebody to come help you move houses, or you need somebody to come to your aid or whatever, or you need somebody you can give $100,000 to and get it back from them in 10 years and you know it's all going to be there, it would be a military veteran. And that's why I discriminate against the audience a lot, even though I'm not a military veteran, and say I'm opening the phones up today. I do this every few weeks for just veterans or active duty, because quite frankly, I don't want to discuss Ukraine with the average American. The average American doesn't even know where it is. The average American doesn't even care. I open the phones up for veterans and active duty. They'll know all about it. They'll know about the bases. They'll know about the pipelines. They'll know about what planes got shipped over there. They'll know about what Putin's doing, because they're informed. They're into that. They're not watching football all day. They are actually studying geopolitics because they're into it, because they've been all over the world. That's why I want to get their take coming up in the next segment on this situation. Do you disagree with what I've said in the last segment? What do you think of the F-16s, the F-18s, the F-15s, the AWACS, and the NATO special forces massing all over Ukraine to back up with electronic warfare and other systems the 1 million-man reserve army of the Ukrainians, and the 200,000 Russians pouring in to the area that's now voted? Reuters just reported up from 93-95% exit polls. And they've got Western exit pollers there, Fox News, CNN. They're getting 95% saying they have voted to join Mother Russia. And Kerry said Friday, ultimatum, there will be military and or sanctions if you don't pull out of Ukraine. Pull out of that area in Ukraine, formerly part of Ukraine, Crimea. Before that, formerly part of Russia. 95% have now voted in exit polls, up from 93 an hour ago. And the Russians are not backing off. They're pouring weapons in, and NATO's pouring weapons in. Now, the best-case scenario is now they just create a new demilitarized zone along the Crimean border, and a new Cold War starts. That's a best-case scenario here, with U.S. warships entering the area. It's just really bad. The bad scenarios run from bad to worse, obviously, and I'd like to talk to the military about that. I'm sure you know what the scenarios are, and you can add and augment my deep civilian research of this from publications, military publications, and civilian publications. But this has all the looks of something that is designed to actually go hot. And they did this before in 2008 and blinked. So maybe they're not going to blink this time. Or what is the goal here? Because the word is, and this is what I said 3 weeks ago, if they mass troops up against the Crimean Russian-held area, the Russians are going to pour in. They're going to open fire, just like in Georgia. They're going to have a huge battle with the Ukrainians. And all hell is going to break loose. It'll be, I would say, 20 times worse than Georgia. 20 times worse, conservatively. And they're going to push all the way to the river and Kiev. And probably take Kiev. And then break the country in two. Or they might stop and split that country in two. Or that capital city in two. Just like they did with Germany at the end of World War II, just like the Russians and the Nazis did with Poland during their one-year deal before Hitler double-crossed the Russians. I mean, geopolitically, folks, this is how history goes. Humans do the same thing over and over again. And this time, though, the Russians are going to pour in heavy armor and attack helicopters. And if NATO tries to assist, the Russians will come out with a press conference and they will say, We've rolled mobile nuke launchers in. And we're going to start firing on NATO bases in 1 hour. By the way, that was not in the U.S. news in 2008 when that happened, when the Olympics started. They always do it thinking the Russians will back off during the Olympics. Because Putin was at the Olympics. This time they host the Olympics. They launched the overthrow of Ukraine during the Olympics. I want your take on this because, I mean, quite frankly, really, if I was a selfish man, I'd be going and grabbing my kids and going, you know, to via strategic relocation, an area not targeted militarily by nuke strikes. And it doesn't mean I think this is going to happen, but it's kind of like we got 10 cards in our hand and we've got to shuffle them in the dark and turn the light on and see which one we've got. I mean, this is literally Russian roulette right now. In fact, this whole segment should be called thermal nuclear Russian roulette. Because that's what it is. You got like 10 rounds in the cylinder. They got pistols like that, by the way. I got a 22 like that. I wouldn't say it's 1 out of 6. I'd say it's about 1 out of 10. And I'm trying to be conservative here. It might be 2 out of 10, folks. This is so horrible. And they're just rolling the chamber. And every chamber's got a bullet in it. It just, is it divide the country in half? Does NATO back off and just, I mean, NATO just took all of Ukraine for the euro. I mean, they just took all the country, so the Russians came in and got their military ports, military bases, and gas pipelines they own that they supply Europe with. Russia took a tiny part of the country, like 6-7%. NATO just took 93%. And they're going, how dare you, Russia? You know, Putin's a bad guy. And I get people calling me, emails, comments, going, Alex, why are you a Ruski commie? Why are you for Russia? I'm not for Russia. But NATO is run by the globalist. NATO's run by the EU. George Soros is in there quarterbacking this whole thing with John Kerry, for heaven's sakes. Hillary Clinton's talking about military operations. John McCain wants military strikes on Russian targets. I got video on Infowars.com where this madman is over there stirring up the opposition 6 months ago to start this, giving him billions of State Department money, and now he's back on the news saying we need to back them up militarily. This is horrible. The Russians learned with their allies, the Serbs, when they gave the Muslims one-third of Serbia with the bombardment of DU of the nation, that appeasing NATO only makes them invade more. So I want to hear from military when we come back, and then I'll get to the UN takeover of the internet later in the next hour. This is too important. Let's give the number out. It's 877-789-ALEX. That's the Sunday-centric number. It's a different number during the weekday show. 877-789-ALEX. 877-789-2539. And if you're not active duty or veteran that wants to comment, if you're overseas in Ukraine or Russia, I want to hear from you as well.
You are obsolete, Mr. Wordsworth.
A lie. No man is obsolete.
You have no function, Mr. Wordsworth. You're an anachronism, like a ghost from another time.
I am nothing more than a reminder to you that you cannot destroy truth by burning pages.
You're a bug, Mr. Wordsworth, a crawling insect, an ugly, misformed little creature who has no purpose here, no meaning.
I am a human being.
Words, Mr. Wordsworth, that have no substance and no dimension, like air, like the wind.
I don't care. I tell you, I don't care. I'm a human being. I exist. And if I speak one thought aloud, that thought lives even after I'm shoveled into my grave.
Delusions, Mr. Wordsworth. Delusions that you inject into your veins to make you think you have a strength when you have no strength at all. You have nothing but spindly limbs and a dream. And the state has no use for your kind.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
All right, we've got dozens of calls coming in. We put you on hold, so sit there on hold. We got to go to and get your name and where you're calling from. We're talking to veterans, active duty, or people that have lived in Ukraine or that area of Eastern Europe bordering the Caucasus, bordering Russia, the Crimea. Or if you're in Russia, we want to hear from you. The toll-free number to join us is 877-789-ALEX. That's 877-789-2539. And then later in the next hour, I'll get to the UN takeover of the internet. Some huge news dealing with liberties here at home. The Second Amendment, there is a lot of it. But this Ukraine situation is the big deal. Here's John McCain yesterday, the senator who just a few months ago was in Syria trying to get us to back al-Qaeda there. The military literally said no to Obama. Benghazi was about arming al-Qaeda, and then they turned against the State Department and killed those people. It's just outrageous. And again, it's not that the Russians are good. It's that the people running our country and NATO are so bad and are starting this. And McCain is claiming Russia is invading Ukraine. No, the West has overthrown the government there, the elected government, and is turning the country over to the EU and George Soros. So Russia took its area that had been part of Russia for hundreds of years. And they just had a referendum. 95% voted to enter Russia. So are you going to attack Catalonia because they're leaving Spain? You're going to attack Scotland leaving the UK? You're going to attack all the referendums happening the West backs? I mean, this is crazy town. Because Obama's agenda is imploding. The EU's agenda is imploding. And I'm telling you, folks, they want a regional war. Maybe worse as a political distraction. I'm telling you, it's in the cards. They've told the Russians tomorrow is an ultimatum. We'll see who blinks. We'll be here covering it on the weekday show. I'm going to your phone calls momentarily. But right now, let's go to John McCain.
Ukraine is going to need a long-term military assistance program from the United States, equipment both lethal and non-lethal. I see that Ukraine has been invaded. Russia is massing forces on the border, provoking unrest, threatening to annex part of this sovereign nation, and possibly worse. When free peoples and patriots, victims of aggression, wish to defend themselves and their homes from further aggression, and when they ask for some modest means that can help them resist, I believe we should provide it. Not to offer false hope or to harbor it ourselves, but simply it's the right and decent thing to do.
By the way, they've had missile ships, missile cruisers, giant squadrons of NATO, U.S., British, German, French aircraft massing. They're flying up against Russian aircraft every day, just like the Cold War. There's a huge NATO drill starting on the border with Russia. I mean, this is insane. This is absolutely trying to kick off a new Cold War. And the Russians are becoming free market. The average Russian loves the American people. I mean, this is wrong, folks. This is wrong. Russia's paying people to have kids. Here, they don't teach 2 plus 2 equals 5 in Russia. They teach that here under Common Core. My point is, this is not America versus the old communist. This is the globalist using America to carry out something very evil. And again, we've got the phones loaded up, people calling about other subjects. Hey, let me just say it again. We're talking to veterans, our current military, or people in Russia or Ukraine. That's who we're talking to right now. Nobody else. 877-789-2539. I want to hear from you. Vincent in Montana says they're a veteran, wants to give their take on Ukraine. What's your take?
Alex, I'm going to make this quick to let my brothers have a chance to get into. I think you're spot on in your assessment of the new Russia. This is not the Soviet Union. This is the new Russia, which is more of a continuation of Tsarist Russia. I think that they're orthodox, highly orthodox, and I think that they're a force for good in the world right now. A 10% income tax rate, promoting capitalism on their way up, just like you said. You know, what's wrong with that? But I think that this is not going to result in a hot war initially, but it is going to result in a devastating economic war where perhaps they've got a financial collapse planned and they want to blame it on the Russians. The Russians are going to retaliate, and the biggest victim of this retaliation is going to be the German banks, who stand to lose maybe $750 billion next week in Russian investment.
See how I asked veterans to call. Thank you. I appreciate the call. And he brought up all the points I meant to get to but didn't. There's already sanctions on both sides. Russians pulling tens of billions out. The West pulling tens of billions out. Who gets hurt? The people. We need commerce. We need to work with everybody who shares our values. And you're right. They're becoming very orthodox. They suppress the Orthodox Church, the Catholic Church as well. And Putin is a fan of Solzhenitsyn. And they want to be the big, tough bear and go free market again. And the globalists don't like that. They don't want competition. Again, they ban teaching five-year-olds how to wear dresses, little boys over there. Our country promotes that. You know we're in trouble when the Russians, who got a lot of problems, are better than us in many ways. It's very sick. Very sick. Thank you, Vincent. Great points. I hope you're right, because, man, I tell you, they're pouring Russian troops in right now. They're pouring NATO troops in right now. Michael in Arkansas, Navy veteran, what's your take on this situation?
Yeah, good afternoon, brother. You are right on the mark. I served underneath McCain when he had a brain on VA-174, shortly after his release. I mean, money? We all fall short of the glory of God, brother. The bottom line is, I flew in a P-3C Orion out of Keflavik, Iceland, hunting Russian subs on fuel bought by the United States government from the Icelandic government, purchased by Russia, or sold to them by Russia. Game on, brother. You know, 75, a whole great big fuel shortage in this country. You know what? We replace one progressive with a far-left freaking liberal. I mean, holy mackerel. I go to the VA, no more. Alpha lipoic acid's taking care of my pain. I'm a recipient of Agent Orange prior to that BP a little duty there. I did a little little stint off the coast of Vietnam. And now I don't know. I don't know if I've got Agent Orange. We were honest with you.
So you're saying you hunted Russian submarines off a ship sold...
P-3C Orion.
No, I understand, but you're saying you were launching off a ship that had been sold by the Russians to the Icelanders?
Oh, no, no. I'm sorry. I'll let me go into, you know, because I guess I just...
No, but I mean, okay, here's the deal. What's your bottom line on what's happening in the Ukraine?
Same thing that's been happening all along the whole world. One greedy man after another greedy man after another greedy man. What a boys. Soros. I mean...
Yeah, you know it's not good when Soros is involved. God bless you. Great points. Yeah, again, it's not that the Russians are good, but NATO's starting this with George Soros, and they're commanding it, the guy that wants our guns. I mean, it's just, it's crazy town. It's crazy town. Let's go ahead and talk to Cecil in Arkansas, a veteran. What's your take on what's happening in Ukraine?
Oh, just goes to show you, Obama don't expect the rights of the people in the United States. He damn sure don't expect to respect the rights of the people in over there. I just got two things to add to that. In his last batch of executive orders, if you support verbally or financially the people in the Crimea under that executive order, you will be considered a traitor in the United States.
You know, I covered this last week when he signed it, and Kurt Nimmo wrote an article about it on Friday, so did Ron Paul. And yeah, the way the executive order is written, it says if you don't support the quote, people Obama supports in Ukraine, that they can take every dime you've got. And, of course, that's mainly meaning Russian citizens and others that have money here in the U.S., but it's so broadly written that it is a dictatorial order. Great point. Glad you raised that. I forgot to raise that point. We're talking to veterans about their take on it, because we had a lot of veterans that served in that area can give us key intel on what you think about it. And if you disagree with me, and think it's great what NATO and the EU is doing, you can call in. We're not screening your calls as long as you're a veteran or active duty or in Eastern Europe or in the Ukraine or Russia. Toll-free number to join us, 877-789-2539, 877-789-2539. Second hour coming up after the news. I'll take more calls. Then I'm going to get into Washington Post headline, U.S. to relinquish remaining control over the Internet to the United Nations. We'll break it all down. See, that's who's conquering us, not the Russians, folks, the globalists.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
That's right, coming to you from FEMA Region 6, former Texas. Broadcasting worldwide, and by admitting we've been captured by the globalists, we have a chance to turn it around. It's illegitimate. But if we never get around to admitting how much trouble we're in, we have no choice. It's the globalists trying to conquer Ukraine, trying to suck Spain dry, trying to suck Iceland dry. It's the globalists that have conquered America to a great extent and now want to finish it by taking our guns. That's why I'm against what they're doing to Russia. I get that the Russians abused the Ukrainians under the Soviet. I get that I wish Ukraine was a sovereign country like Switzerland with a free market. To hell with the Russians, to hell with NATO and the EU. Don't you get that? I know you get that, but some of the folks out there, they're like, well, we better be for this because, you know, I don't like George Soros, but like Cliff Kincaid or whatever his name is, you're claiming I'm a Russian agent. And I guess Ron Paul's a Russian agent now, too. He was saying whatever his name is. I think it's Cliff Kincaid. I've had him on the show before, you know, big neocon. I saw it write an article saying I'm, you know, a Ruski agent because I don't want to have this new Cold War. I mean, if the Russians were doing something to me, I'd be against them. The communist Chinese government's lobbying domestically to take my guns and stuff and funding Hollywood, and I'm against them. I saw a few anti-gun stories on RT, and I started calling for their license to be jerked. Listen, you mess with me, you tread on me, I come after you. The Russians aren't doing jack squat. George Soros is trying to take my guns. George Soros is trying to start a war with Russia. The guy was a Nazi collaborator when he was 15 years old. I'm sick of him. Both my grandfathers almost died in the Army Air Corps one way or another. I barely even exist because of the World War II and the Nazis. And George Soros was working with him. All my grandfathers were almost dying. That piece of crap was on the ground supporting him. I've had enough of it. And now he wants my guns. How are my grandfathers dead in the grave and George Soros is still running around crapping on everyone? Jerry and George is a veteran. What's your take on all this? Go ahead, Jerry.
Hi, Al. I was served in the first 39th during the Cold War. I was stationed in Baumholder, Germany, and it's breaking my heart to see us going back into this. And people are just asleep. I mean, they're completely asleep. They're not paying attention to the news. They don't understand the severity of what we're walking into again. And I looked up to see if my old unit was even stationed in Germany anymore. It's been dissolved. Half of what we used to have back there, we don't have any teeth in Europe anymore. So what? It's like the only options they have is an air war or tactical nuclear war, and that's horrifying too. I mean, just...
By the way, seconds ago, Crimea, full vote, 95% to join Russia.
And I just wish people would... The only way to reach people, I think, is to ask the question, why is Obama, McCain, Kerry, why are they supporting a Nazi government?
Well, I mean, it's true. I mean, it really... everybody says this is Nazi, that's Nazi. The government McCain and them put in is literally a Nazi government. I mean, they are literally Nazis that say Slavs are subhuman. It's insanity. It's total mental illness.
God bless you for what you're doing, and I just can't believe it. I can't believe we're going back into this. This is craziness.
Well, I mean, here's my deal. The Russians generally in history, and from my study, tell me if I'm wrong, will not attack you unless you attack them. Then they will attack you full power. In 2008, they threatened to nuke NATO, and NATO backed off. What are we going to do if they threaten to nuke again and NATO says do it? I mean, there is nuclear war. All because Obama wants to put Russian kids in dresses.
If some foreign government came into Puerto Rico and affected their elections and then said, we're the legitimate government, U.S. would be there tomorrow. And that's exactly what we're doing. We have no business over there. And we should be pulling these guys out of office. Whoever, I would love it if you would have a campaign with all your Arizona listeners and get McCain out of office.
Very well said. Excellent call. Jerry, I'm going to repeat what you said when we came back for everybody. That's a good point. If somebody messed with the election, overthrew Puerto Rico, the U.S. military would be there in 5 minutes. I mean, that's what the Russians are doing. I'm sorry to have to side with the Russians. I mean...
When you grab and mess with your friends, too good to do.
No, 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 no,
no, no,
songs that sound more like everyone else than anyone else.
I don't care if we're about to have war with Russia. Have you seen the new Late Show?
Stalin took the guns. Mao took the guns. Fidel Castro took the guns. Hugo Chavez took the guns. 1776 will commence again if you try to take our firearms. The Republic will rise again when you attempt to take our guns.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
You're listening to the Sunday edition. 4 to 6 p.m. Central. Back weekdays, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central. Find all the affiliate showtimes, free audio video feeds at Infowars.com/show or PrisonPlanet.com and just click on the listen page. You can also see all my films, the nightly news, and more via InfowarsNews.com. We've got links to our Facebook, over 3 million likes with all the different Facebooks together, one channel, 800,000. And then, of course, we've got our Twitter at Real Alex Jones and more. You can follow us there at Real Alex Jones. I want to get into the UN takeover and the George Soros takeover of the Internet. That's not my words. That's U.S. to relinquish remaining control over the Internet. That's the Washington Post. And as bad as the U.S. government is, I don't like who's about to get it. It's even worse because they're the folks that run the U.S. government. That's all coming up. But listen, McCain has said they want to give military support to the Ukrainian government that they just funded to overthrow the elected government when the Ukraine wouldn't join the EU to be sucked dry, like Spain and Italy and Greece and so many others, Iceland, the list goes on and on, to that economic bondage. And then the chairman of the Joint Chiefs, Dempsey, under Obama orders, said, "I am ready for military action against Russia upon your order, mein Führer." So all of that is being announced, and a U.S. Predator drone was brought down, shot down by electronic warfare, ordering it to crash from 12,000 feet on Friday. That has hardly been in the U.S. news, though Reuters carried it. So you've got hundreds of thousands of the million-man reserve Ukrainian army massing on the Crimean border that just voted, polls closed, and the tallying is complete, 95% vote for the generally Russian-held enclave. It's been part of Russia for 200 years, only recently part of Ukraine since World War II. They are now, because the Nazis kicked the Russians out of Ukraine, and then kind of the leftover of the Nazis are now attacking. So the Russians have voted to join Russia there in the Russian-held enclave of Crimea. And you've got all these other referendums the West supports, dozens of them. But they do not support a breakaway here. I mean, Venice is voting to break away from Italy. Scotland's voted to break away from the UK. Catalonia's voting to break away from Spain. I mean, there's a whole bunch of examples of this. You're not hearing about military action. We had a caller earlier, a veteran call in, who made the point that imagine if a foreign power, the Russians per se, had financed a political takeover of Puerto Rico, you would see the U.S. military there not leaving its bases. And that's what Russia's done. I'm not, never been to Russia, don't have a drop of Russian blood in me, folks. So I'm not siding with Russia. But the globalists run America and NATO and the EU, they're starting the fight. And this could really get explosive. I want to hurry through your calls. We got Mike and Cole and Steven and Victor and Daniel and Todd and Jason and Mark and Steve, all veterans. Give your quick point, please. I'll go to the next person. Do you agree with me? Do you disagree? If you disagree, tell me how I'm wrong. Because I've got to be honest. I mean, if they were trying to put in some Swiss-style government that was pro-gun, pro-liberty, kick the bankers out, I'd say, okay, I don't kind of like it, but okay, yeah, Russia shouldn't influence. I mean, I want free countries out there. But this is the globalists coming in to set up an EU tyranny there. So that's my issue. And now we're getting a new Cold War out of it? We're bankrupt, folks. Obama wants a political distraction. The EU's unpopular. They want a new distraction. That's why they want to start this new Cold War. And Putin likes it. Putin's approval rating's exploding. That's in AP. I read that earlier. So there's my geopolitical analysis. This is bad for people. We don't want a new Cold War, folks. We're bankrupt. Mike in California. Am I wrong? What's your take?
No, man, you're absolutely right about everything that you're talking about. It feels like they've changed the timetable on us with all of the things that they're pushing out there. Obamacare, legalizing illegals, they're flushing the system. Absolutely flushing the system. And this might be going along with that. One thing I want to make this quick is I know you've got a lot of callers you're going to get to, and I want to let you do your wonderful job, sir. But please, you had Wolfgang Halbig on recently. That is the fight we need you on, brother. Please go up there with that man. Work with him. Organize.
No, I hear you. I hear you. But we're on the topic of Ukraine. We had the former state police and top school safety expert on. He runs a big company that advises colleges, you name it, saying Sandy Hook was totally fake. And he's about to file suit over it. And, of course, it was obviously fake. I just don't know how much of it was fake. They had green screens, actors. I mean, I can't believe how bold this government is, how illegitimate it is. Thank you, Mike. Jason in Florida, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. After I got out of the Army, I worked about 10 years in Ukraine and, well, Kiev. I worked about a year and a half and then worked another little over 7.5 years in Russia for an aerospace company. I think a lot of people aren't understanding, you know, there's a lot of animosity between the Russians and the Western Ukrainians that we kind of don't understand. It goes back to World War II.
Well, it goes back before that when Stalin starved 10 million of them.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. And then with the Western Ukrainians helping the Nazis during World War II. So there's a dynamic there that I think a lot of Americans aren't understanding. Also, the Crimean thing. The Russians, I mean, Putin's not going to give this up. The Russians aren't going to give this up. They fought the British, they fought the French and the Turkish to a standstill in a war in the 1850s over this place.
That's right. No, the Russians have fought 8 different wars. I was looking it up in the last 400 years over the Crimea. I mean, this is the war zone.
Yes, sir. And what's scaring the hell out of me is I have a wife who's 8 months pregnant. And I can tell you from firsthand experience, we've got some really arrogant, this is firsthand experience, really arrogant, really incompetent people working in our intelligence community that are pretty much just yes men and yes women.
Yeah, they run around playing the part of James Bond, but they don't put in the hours exactly.
Exactly. I come from a very poor coal mining family from mountains East Tennessee. You know, we're as tough as they come. And these people over here in Russia, you know, they're no slouches. They're pretty tough. I can tell you from, again, almost a decade of living with them and being in their country, they're as tough as they come, and they're really smart. And what really scares me right now is Putin. He's no idiot. This guy is a master chess player. He's not going to let the United States or NATO build up a force that's capable of busting down the conventional Russian army. He spent too much time building it up in the early 2000s after he took over from Yeltsin.
Oh, that's right. They put him in because they've decided to go with the new czarist model. He's their new strongman. He's their figurehead. They're totally committed. And again, the globalists don't want any sovereign countries. They don't want a strong America either. And so they're going the way of John Wayne over there. We're going the way of Obama wanting to put 5-year-old schoolboys in dresses. And I mean, literally, I mean, we are losing the moral high ground worldwide. Anything else?
It's scarier than that. I mean, you know, people remember back right before the Georgian invasion. I mean, they changed Russia changed its doctrine on the use of nuclear weapons, and they pretty much let the world know that they'll use them first strike, you know, if they have to.
No, that's right. That was the press conference. They said, we've rolled the missiles in before our doctrine that we would fire when fired upon. We now reserve the right to fire first because you are invading. And that's exactly. They're threatening to nuke NATO bases. And folks, even if NATO can end up beating Russia in the end, it's going to mean nuclear winter. Oh, I cannot believe it. And which the globalists may do as a war against America, because once a nuclear war starts, even a limited one, they're going to be able to take all of our rights. They will definitely come arrest me. They will definitely shut down all opposition. They're going to arrest Rand Paul. I guarantee you, folks, Obama hates America enough to start a war with Russia so he can become a dictator. Putin's becoming a dictator out of this. I'm telling you, folks, war is the health of the state. This is bad. We'll be right back.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
We are definitely the front line of the info war. Infowars.com. Ron Paul's probably written, I don't know, 15 articles or more the last few months about the Ukraine situation, even before it flared up. And he basically has mirrored what we've said. I'm about justice. I don't pick sides. And on a scale of 1 to 10, Russia involved in U.S. interest is about a 1. On a scale of 1 to 10, you know, 0 being no influence, bad influence, and then you look on the other end of it, you've got a 10, you know, being total bad influence. Russia's about a 1 doing bad things to America. The communist Chinese are about a 6. They're involved, the Federal Reserve, manipulating our debt, controlling Hollywood, financing anti-gun movements. I mean, the Chi-Coms are really messing with our lives. They're really in our business, allied with the globalists. They're a 6 or 7. George Soros, the UN, the New World Order, the private offshore Federal Reserve, the foreign banks that own our insurance companies that wrote Obamacare, they are a 11, to quote Spinal Tap, 110%, folks. That's an 11. They are trying to destroy this country. They are overrunning everything, attacking our families, attacking our dollar. I mean, my family, I'm not bragging, folks, both sides on the Mayflower. All over the place, the Revolutionary War started the Texas Revolution, literally started it. I'm not going to get into all the names and all the rest of it. It's off the chart. I mean, I am as an American as it gets, and it makes me want to vomit when I see news articles attacking Ron Paul because he's against World War III and attacking Russia for George Soros. In fact, you have the article earlier. We can put it up. I mean, look, Ron Paul and I know the history. There it is. Ron Paul supporting Russia's illegal occupation of Crimea. You know, these are the type of headlines. And, of course, that's the Daily Beast, the Democrats. No. And they put him next to Putin like they play kissy kiss or something. Ron Paul doesn't go speak in Russia. He goes and speaks with the former Czech Republic right-wing president who's actually against the globalists and the EU and for national sovereignty. Ron Paul likes Alexander Solzhenitsyn, who was anti-communist to the core. Ron Paul's the opposite of a communist. He's the opposite of a Russian authoritarian supporter. He knows a crime when he sees one, and he knows the EU overthrew the elected government and has now pushed the Russians and their assets right to the border, so they just kept their gas pipelines and military bases. And the Russians, I'm going to go back to your calls. It's just so frustrating. I support American interest. I support the Republic. I bleed red, white, and blue. I love the ideas of America. I admire our country. We were special. We were unique. We were the best. And now we've been overrun by a bunch of globalist crooks trying to weaken our culture, dumb us down, destroy our families. And they want to do the same thing to the Russians. And the Russians aren't perfect, but they've been saying no to that, folks. And the globalists are scared. Because if America ever became free, and if Russia ever became free, and if we ever linked up and worked together for a better world, folks, it would be a better world. Only Russia and the U.S. can get their act together for a space program. The Russians are smart, folks. We need to be friends with the Russians and not let British intelligence, who's been doing this since the Civil War, divide us off from each other. It's all divide and conquer, and then they're going to launch a new Cold War, and that's why Ron Paul's sick of this, because he wants a unified, libertarian, free market planet like I do. Where whether you live in Africa or Russia or China or Mexico or the U.S., you're unified by free market, private property, Second Amendment family that unifies race, color, creed, religion around independence, around freedom. I mean, it's so sick how ignorant most Americans are against this war. I saw a poll, 80%+ are against it. So I should say most Americans are dumb. But, I mean, if Americans knew just how bad this is, just how dangerous this is. I said I'd go to your calls. I have loaded phone lines, like 15 veterans holding. Steve, Mark, all of you. I'm going to get to everybody. And I'll cover the UN news where they're taking over the internet. See, we're being conquered by the globalists. The Rockefellers created the UN. And if you look at the treaties we've got, we're signing everything over to them, the banks, the taxes, the guns, the internet, the telecommunications, the military. We're being conquered by the New World Order. And they're now knocking down Russia's doors to start a war with them in my name. My enemy is the New World Order, not the Russians. The Russians do anything to me, I'll get in their face. Don't you understand that? I see the Russians surrounded by the New World Order. It makes me sick. Just like we've been overtaken by them. That's why I don't like what's happening over there. And the Russians can now become authoritarian in the name of defending themselves, which will kill their reforms. The globalists know making them authoritarian will kill their country. They've given them the poison of authoritarianism to survive. So sick. Just like they fund Al-Qaeda to attack us and then take our liberties and destroy our economy. We lose $40 billion a year just in hotels alone because foreigners won't come here because of the TSA. CNN even reported that years ago. They have screwed us so many ways, it makes me want to throw up. They want to kill commerce. They want to kill free market. They want to kill prosperity to make us dependent. And it makes me sick. I want the globalists out of my country. They're the ones trying to take my kids, take my guns, take my language, dumb me down, overrun me. They're the enemy. Let's jam a call before I go to break, and I'll come back and phone blitz. Steve in Texas, sorry I'm ranting. Go ahead.
It's okay, Alex. Listen, retired naval intelligence, everything that's going on right now was war-gamed in 08 and 09. The Crimea right now is a diversionary theater. Once we tie down the Russians, the 76th Division, you're going to have forces going into Syria because they've cut off the unit that was going to be sent to Syria to stop us there, the 76th Air Mobile Division, and you're going to see in the Saudis and the Israelis doing airstrikes on Iran. All of this is a diversionary theater to tie down Russian ground forces so that we can go back to what we were doing 6 months ago in Syria and Iran.
And what is your view? I agree with you on that. What is your view of that morally?
Well, you know, when I was in the Navy, I had an oath to do what I was supposed to do for the country. As a civilian, I can speak a little bit more freely. And like you, I don't want to see my children obliterated in a nuclear war, which that's what the Russians are going to do if they get tied down and their port in Syria is being attacked. They have no other choice. They're going to use tactical nukes, and they have a different view towards towards nukes than we do, because when they're surrounded, they get that isolation fear, and so they strike out. They will use tactical nukes. They will use them in the Ukraine. They have no love for Ukrainians. They will use them against the Germans. That's their primary nuke target.
That's actually, you know what you're talking about. That's true. Wow. Power just went out.
And I'll tell you, I'll finish with one little thing. We've had SEALs doing probing reconnaissance along with Marine Corps recon in the Sea of Azov since 2010. So what will probably happen with the task force, which the flag of that task force is the USS H.W. Bush, they're going to be mining the Black Sea. That way the Soviet or the Russian Navy can't.
Well, you know what you're talking about. Stay there. Don't hang up. I want to come back and let you talk some more. That's why I want the military to call in. The military literally is the only people I can have a conversation with. I'm not bragging saying I'm smart. I wish my average American knew as much about football as they knew about geopolitics and what's going on worldwide. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Waging war on corruption. Look, here's my bottom line. We're going back to Steve, Mark, and many others. Todd, Assam, and Holland, Cole, Michael, Victor, Daniel. We'll get to all of you. If the West was moral and trying to put in a good government there, I would go with George Washington and say it's still, we shouldn't be in foreign entanglements. But if we liberated North Korea, I'd kind of probably get behind it. But not if it was going to cause a nuclear war. The Russians are not as dirty as the globalists now. And the Russians are pretty darn bad, folks, their government. I'm not romanticizing it, but I've studied it. The New World Order has conquered us, is what I'm saying. They now want to be able to take down Syria. They're very mad that 6 months ago that got derailed. But go back to 2008 with the Georgia situation where the Russians rolled in with the troops and NATO backed off. I understand it's a diversionary tactic. Also, politically, it's diversionary from a lot of stuff going on inside the EU. We were talking to Steve, who is former naval intelligence, and you hear how smart he is. So next time you hear Bill Maher make fun of the military or Henry Kissinger call them dumb, stupid animals and stuff, in my experience, military people, even if they're folks that were enlisted, know more than the general public because they've lived inside of it. That's why we're taking military calls today. We haven't gotten any calls yet from Russia or from Ukraine. When I don't try to get calls from there, I actually get calls from there, but we're not getting those calls. Steve, make other points about where you see this going and the question of the moral issue. I mean, they're going to put people even worse into the Ukraine now. I mean, that's pretty bad.
Absolutely. Let me make a couple of more points, and then I'll get off the phone. Firstly, the SEALs have been infiltrating, like I said, the Crimean area. Rostov-on-Don is a very important target. What they're doing is reconnaissance for nuclear targets. The NATO forces are trying to, and politically also, the State Department, they want the Soviets to do a first strike nuclear hit, because what the retaliation is going to be, and I know based on the war game scenarios, there's four or five missile submarines with the task force, with the George Bush, and what they want to do is they're going to hit the targets that the SEALs have been reconning since 2010, but they can't hit those targets until the Russians launch tactical nukes first in the Ukraine. NATO doesn't care about the Ukraine. That's a throwaway country for them. And if they can obliterate it, then they can bottle up the Black Sea Fleet by doing nuclear strikes on the strategic targets. Then they can't get out.
And then they'll Marshall Plan it and make hundreds of billions, quote, rebuilding it.
Yes. But it's important to remember what unit they're trying to bottle up. In South Ossetia, you had the 76th Air Mobile Division, which is one of the very first Russian divisions made up of all highly trained volunteers. There's no conscripts in that division. And that division was earmarked for Syria a few months ago. If they've got them bottled up in a conflict in Crimea, then they can't go down and fight in Syria, and you're going to have Al-Qaeda force, just like before, with Western advisors, usually Australian and British SAS, are going to lead these guys through Syria. When Syria falls, you've got Iran's flank. We can go straight into Iran because the Israelis are going crazy wanting to attack Iran, and that's the final
attack. Sure, sure, and I totally agree with your analysis, spot on. So how does it all end?
It ends, if it follows the war game, that we're going to be launching on the Crimea and the Ukraine area with nukes to bottle up the Black Sea Fleet so we can do other things in other areas, namely Syria and Iran. That's the end game.
Now, undoubtedly, the Russians understand all this. What they may do something unorthodox and move with a gambit.
Well, you know, that's where the Chinese come in. They're going to talk the Chinese into helping them and flank around where NATO blocking forces are. That's where the Chinese come in. And the Chinese, you know, as everybody knows, can be bribed, and that's how it works.
What do you as a father think of this?
Well, I hope that I have a copy of Joel Skousen's Strategic Relocation, and I have a place in the strategically safe zones in the Ozark, probably close to you, Alex.
It's just but again, this would be bad enough if we were trying to actually sell freedom over there. They're trying to go over there and sell Hollywood and putting little boys in dresses and breaking up families. And I mean, it's just so crazy that I don't think all the liberals and all the politicos and all the fake intelligence people really get how much danger they're in. I mean, this might not end at just some tactical nuke war. This could end with just the destruction of humanity.
Well, you've heard the old saying, these people that are running our society, they're shooting for the person with the most toys wins. They're looking for world domination and don't care how many of us sheep that they kill, Alex. And that's the bottom line.
What was your information on Georgia? What happened with that? Because Russia rolled in the medium-range mobile nuke launchers, said we're going to start hitting NATO targets, and NATO backed out.
They wanted to see which units would deploy to South Ossetia because from the Western intelligence, they knew that they would send their best troops. It was also 76th Division. That's how the West made the assessment of which unit to isolate with their next phase, which was Crimea. And that's exactly the unit that was sent there, the 76th Air Mobile.
Sure, but you know the Russians are going to have other elite units in reserve.
Well, they've got Spetsnaz, but Spetsnaz are your special operators. They're just they're not primary combat formation.
What about this situation? You know, Europe, England, and the United States are penetrated with Russian sleeper agents. Do you expect them to activate?
Alex, I'll tell you something. Probably 2 years before I retired, one of those agents sat at a desk next to me. He's in Leavenworth now. Our military is completely penetrated by Russian agents, and usually American guys that the Russians send hot blondes to try and bring them over to their side.
Oh, believe me, I know.
Amazing what happens when you have a hot girlfriend who has that sexy little Russian accent, isn't it, Alex?
I've had the Russians send hot blondes at me twice.
There you go. That's how it works. I had a guy sitting at a desk right next to me, career guy, lieutenant commander, had a wife and family, and the Russian girlfriend was his downfall. He's sitting in a prison for the rest of his life.
Wow. Yeah.
There's no telling how compromised our strategic planning is. No telling.
Well, that's my point, is that even if it was moral, it's like a Mexican standoff. But, I mean, our country is rotting. The globalists are a bunch of just, it's so dangerous. I don't think, do you agree with me this is incredibly dangerous and the public has no idea how much danger we're in?
Absolutely. But they're making decisions based on analysis of what they think they're going to be able to get away with. And they're trying to pin the Russian military down in the Crimea,
sure,
so that they can hit Syria and Iran. Iran's the main thing because the Israelis are screaming. They're going crazy wanting to hit Iran right now. And the Saudis...
Well, what about this? I was told by a high-level military officer, and then confirmed with some special forces people I know have given me good information in the past. Their word is Iran's had nukes for years.
Absolutely.
So why do the Israelis want to hit them now?
Why do you think it's so scary that they're deploying naval cruisers to their new bases in Venezuela? The Iranians want to zap us with EMP. That's their main goal.
This is insane.
That's to detonate something in our atmosphere.
All right.
You had guests on talking about that.
No, I know. I just want to live my life. And again, if our government was trying to promote family and private property and stuff, it'd be bad enough. Our government is so illegitimate, run by all these globalist interests, and I just hope, you know, Dempsey and others did go to Obama and tell him don't attack Syria, but I guess you're saying that was just, they said give us time. Do you have any information on what happened there?
Dempsey made a deal, like you said, and Obama said, all right, we're going to back off now, but we're going to go forward with what was war gamed in 08 at the War College. And that's our new... Of course, there's multi-scenarios with every war gaming strategy. But Obama, as what he told Dempsey then was, we're going ahead with this, but we're going to go in a different area. We're going to block the Russians, and perhaps that'll prevent any collateral damage in the CONUS, the continental United States. There were two plans.
Very interesting. Very interesting. Well, God bless you. Appreciate that call. More calls from veterans coming up. Military intelligence.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
You know, I said I'd get to the UN takeover of the internet and a bunch of other news. I've got all the stacks here. I've only covered two stacks of like 15. Tomorrow, weekday show, I'm going to get into this internet thing big time. This is important. Because while we're busy watching the Russian thing, the Malaysian flight thing, all the rest of it, and Dancing with the Stars, whatever other folks watch, they are just seizing the infrastructure, the globalist star that sit above the nations and play us off against each other. I hope they back off, but if you read Zbigniew Brzezinski and others who are advising Obama, they've been wanting a tactical nuclear war with the Russians for a long time. And it's just a bad situation if it starts up. And it is a possibility. I'm not saying it's going to happen. But most mainline analysts say this is more dangerous than anything in the Cold War. Because back then, the Russians were expanding. The Russians were bullies. The Russians were bad guys. The Russians are surrounded right now. And the West is trying to overthrow their government. And now they've got strong leaders and they're in a defensive stance. It's a serious situation. I mean, there's no words to describe it. Todd in Canada, you're on the air. We'll just cover this till the end of the show. Go ahead, Todd.
Yeah, how you doing, Alex?
I'm doing all right.
Well, you guys are really screwing things up for me down there, man. I live part-time in Russia. My wife and my family's over there. My father-in-law is ex-military, Russian military, back during the Cold War years. And I could tell you a lot of stories. Right now, they're just talking about doing economic sanctions against Europe and USA right now.
No, I know the Russians are just talking about sanctions, but Kerry and others are talking about active military action in Crimea.
Oh, yes, I know. But right now on the Russian media there, that's all they're talking about. They're not going into as far as what Russia is going to do from their side of the story. And they're also taking your average Russian on the street does not want a war, period.
Yeah, I'm the average American. I don't want a war.
And I mean, and over there, like Russian kids, like when they turn 18, they have to serve 3 years in the military, mandatory service. Right now, they have a draft. They're not even waiting until they're 18. They're bringing them in like right now. So I don't know exactly what they're doing or what exactly is going on there, but it's looking pretty bad. All I know is in 3 months I got to fly into the eye of a storm, man. So
interesting. God bless you, Todd. We're going to jump. No, the Russians are building up militarily, and the West is providing the pressure to build up that new enemy. Because again, when you put pressure on them, that gives Putin the power to build up a paramilitary and domestic force and a larger Blue Water Navy, the new generation of missiles, all of it. It's just another Cold War. Meanwhile, we're under Agenda 21 UN takeover. Victor in Tennessee, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hey.
Hey, buddy.
How you doing, man?
I'm doing all right. What's your take on this, brother?
Hey, look, what I want to say is I'm going to say banks, government, corporation, Trinity of tyranny. No fear, don't be afraid. You know, it is the military industrial complex that has taken over here, and it's just happening. I mean, and I don't know how we're going to defend ourselves against this.
No, I agree. It's special interest on all sides that make money off conflict instead of free market, instead of real things that help people. And they're going to, I mean, there was a top British analyst and government official, I forget his name, like 2 months ago, came out and said, look, our governments are creating crises to stay in power, and they're going to end up causing World War III. They are screwing things up on purpose. I appreciate your call. This is just out from Reuters. Top Russian journalist on state-run media has said, quote, in Reuters, we can turn your country into radioactive ash. And we'll put that back on screen for folks that are watching us on television. But anybody that's listening on radio can just search engine that. There it is, the article, again, for folks that would like to be able to pull that up. It's Russia can turn the U.S. to radioactive ash, Kremlin-backed journalist. And so that's the type of things that are coming out. Russia is the only country in the world that is realistically capable of turning the United States to radioactive ash. Television presenter Dmitry, pronounce his name right, Kislyov, said on his weekly current affairs show, that guy was putting power over that channel by Vladimir Putin. So that's basically Putin speaking through a proxy. Let's go ahead and talk to Daniel in Wisconsin. Thanks for holding her on the air. Welcome.
Yes, Alex, I was in ADA when I was in the military protecting the West Germany from Russian East Germany. And in other words, it's the same outfit now that the Democrats and others have laughed because they're trying to say, you know, when we said, yeah, we can hit a missile with a missile, give us the money, we'll develop the missile. And they said, well, that's like hitting a bullet with a bullet. Well, these people never shot trap, they never shot ducks, never shot anything. It's a matter of mathematics. Of course we can do it, and we proved it. But so what did Obama do? Devastated the generals, devastated middle officers, and even a lot of sergeants that don't walk lockstep with Obama.
That's another great point. They've been purging the military of the best commanders from the highest brass on down. What do you think's going on here?
Holy smokes, I'm going to tell you the truth. I really don't know. And the threat of Putin through Kerry, what? What if Putin comes back and say, guess what, Obama? Tell Obama how's he going to go to the space station. And we're good friends with China. We're going to purchase a lot of their debt that you own for 50 cents on a dollar, and then we're going to demand it. What's going to happen then?
Well, it's basically the New World Order that runs the U.S. acting out. They're in a corner now with all their fraud and corruption. So they're trying to start a fight as a diversion. Great points.
You're right.
It's just general craziness. I mean, the wicked flee when none pursue, as the Bible says. And the globalists that run this country in Europe, they're just trying to start a new war so they can shut down their political competition. Let's talk to Cole in South Carolina. You're on the air, Cole.
Hey, Alex. Thanks for having me on. I agree with most of what is being said tonight, but I disagree And I did a blog. It's called Americans Must Grow Up Over U.S. Foreign Policy. And this is about dollar destabilization. I mean, it's a lot more than that. But BRICS, as you know, all these nations that hold part of our debt plan to dump the dollar. And if
because the Federal Reserve has been devaluing it.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. I mean, everything that you say, I more or less agree.
No, I mean, I'm not saying BRICS is good either. That's what I'm. But I mean, the globalists are the prime mover. They're the one doing it all.
Yeah, I understand, and I agree with that. I just on my blog, I just talk about how really the game has changed, and right now we pretty much have a golden gun to our head. I don't know, James Bond movie. I didn't like that movie, but you know, because their gold is. You know, as you know, China has 8% or 8. They're ranked 8th in the world's.
That's right. The Chinese, the Russians, University of Texas, all big institutions are hoarding gold, and we're sitting on top of a big global pile of fake derivatives that the globalists want to use our nuclear weapons to enforce the world to accept as they keep devaluing it. And so it's just all coming towards a crisis, and we don't know what that crisis will be. This could be it. We hope it isn't. I appreciate your call. I mean, look. My interest is just survival. I just want to have a free country. I want to go forward into the future. But all these crises are coming to a head. Hassam, I think I'm pronouncing that right, in Holland. What's your take on all this quickly?
Hassam from Holland.
Okay, go ahead, sir.
Hi, you get the greetings from Holland.
Go ahead, you're on the air.
Oh, I think this is very, very bad for Europe, but also for Germany. But I would like to say another news, actually, which is, do you remember George Zimmerman and Trayvon Martin?
Yes.
Yeah. Do you know George Zimmerman said it was God's plan?
You know, I don't know. I'm not on that subject right now. I appreciate your call, though. We're almost out of time here. I'll be back tomorrow, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central, the weekday show. We'll discuss this more. Mark in Texas, another veteran. You're going to take us out. Sorry to all the other callers. We're out of time. Mark, what's your take on Ukraine, briefly?
Ukraine is, we need to mind our own business. Ukraine, by the way, the western part of the Ukraine actually belongs to the Austro-Hungarian Empire, and the east always belonged to, pretty much always belonged to Russia. The other thing is, three things can come out of this, three bad things. One, the least, would be another Cold War, which is bad enough. The other is a conventional war, which we could lose hundreds of thousands of American soldiers and God knows how many other people. The third possibility is a thermonuclear war. So these neocons and these other globalists better shut their mouth. Stop it already.
I think that's a great way to end the show. God bless you. Yeah, that's it. Exactly. I mean, look, I'm not following George Soros into war with Russia. You need to put him back in a time machine, send him back to the Nuremberg trials where he deserved to be. See you back tomorrow. Great job, crew. Pray for peace. Pray that we don't have nuclear war. Pray for justice.